Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'd like to start Mile High Hive with some breaking news this morning.
Oh.
Breaking news into the Mix 100 studios.
Oh, no.
Very important information here. Breaking, breaking, breaking overnight.
Okay, we're ready.
Breaking news with JKJ. Jason Momoa recently shaved his beard for the first time in 6 years.
Whoa. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I hate when people do.
And
he really?
Is breaking news.
Well, yeah.
Does he
Mix
look
100
good?
This morning. I posted a picture of it online, and breaking, he looks like crap.
He looks way different. I know he does. I haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
And I know that
it's not
my
good.
Jason Momoa crush is going to change if I look at that. I don't even want to look at it.
Oof.
I don't want to see it.
Breaking news
it's
into the Mix
right,
100
Josh?
Studios.
It's not. Oh,
Jason
gosh.
Momoa has a weak chin.
Oh,
a
no!
weak chin. This is breaking overnight. He's got a weak chin. This just into the Mix 100 studios.
Shattering ladies' hearts everywhere. Oh, man.
It's not good, Katie Cat.
I don't think y'all realize what you do to us when you shave off your facial hair and reveal something that we didn't even know was there.
I just recently got the goatee going right now, yeah. Which is such a 90s dad move. But yeah, Nicole said no more. Do not take any more off.
No.
She doesn't like it when I don't have. I don't like it either.
Well,
I threatened to do just the mustache. Yeah. And she's like, oh, you're going to look like my dad.
I know.
You're going to look like my dad if you do that. And
you
I was
know
like,
what?
Well, I don't want that.
You don't want to look like the dad.
No.
No, exactly. I will stop then. Now, the telling part of this whole story is when babies see their dads without beards for the first time and they bawl. They cry. That should tell you everything you need to know about shaving your facial hair. And it's one less step for you. You should be embracing this.
I know.
You should be like, I don't have to do that. Okay.
I like a little scruff on me.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Jason Momoa, shocking. Shocking photos this morning.
I don't want
to
see it.
When you
see
him without that.
I can't look at it.
There's your breaking news this morning for the
everything.
Hype. The other big news this morning is I get to play this jingle all day today.
Yeah,
because it is National Avocado Day today.
Yay! I love that.
It's my favorite time of year. I love me some avocados.
Be careful with avocado hand, though.
You'll slice your fingers right off.
My goodness. Every time this comes up, we just have to give out a little quick PSA.
Well, we don't have to.
You do. You can cut an avocado
or
in half.
Or you can be an adult and watch what you're doing.
You just want to point out, you can cut an avocado in half with a butter knife, and it won't hurt your hand.
Nobody wants a pinky in their guac.
No. Those avocado hands. So I have a friend whose husband cut his hand, and they were moving at the same time, and he probably did it on purpose so he didn't have to move stuff. But he had to go to the hospital. I mean, we're talking months later.
It's
rehab.
Bad. I've seen the pictures.
Bad,
you don't want avocado hands.
You don't.
Katie, you don't have to worry about that. You got strong man hands, though.
Oh.
There ain't no cutting through those hands. They're all calloused up.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else today is? It's National Chili Dog Day today.
Oh, yum.
Chili dog.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Chili dog.
I'm going to keep this going. Oh, yeah,
oh,
there's
wow.
more.
Wait.
Break it down now. Yeah.
A chili dog. Chili. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog sucking on early dogs.
Yikes.
This is the best day ever for me today.
That's so fun.
That and this?
Mexico.
Like, I'm
Yay.
Never going to leave this studio today. I don't want to go home.
Just Jeremy in here playing sound bites.
Having the time of my life.
Fun, buddy. Have fun.
I'm doing really good today.
Big Mac, where are you, Jer? Avocados from Mexico.
I love this job. Do I want to bring everybody down with the Ozzy funeral?
No.
We want to talk about it? It
happened.
It happened. It was heartbreaking.
It happened.
It was such a nice little... what do they call that when they're going on the street there with all the cars? What's that called?
Procession.
Procession. Thank you very much. It was a nice procession, okay?
Yeah, it was.
It was. There was thousands of people out there. The marching band was a little strange to me, but they were doing all Aussie music, so that was kind of nice. Some Black Sabbath music. Seeing the family get out of the cars, though.
Tough.
And look at all the flowers and the pictures and everything on the bridge. Tough. Very
tough.
Seeing
Sharon cry.
Gosh,
and her giving the double peace sign that Ozzy did.
Yep.
Just for her to have that much, I guess,
courage, grace, and strength.
To be able to do that for his fans and for the people who loved him. I mean, she loved him. She is just shattered right now.
Those two were the cutest little couple.
Yeah.
Somebody told me you can go back and watch all the Osbournes on Prime, I think.
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's on Prime.
I might do that.
Yeah, I
wonder if they
too.
Beep everything out on Prime.
Oh, no, on MTV they did.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think
on MTV there was a lot of bleeps,
so
Josh.
It's streaming. You can show whatever you want.
Yeah, Prime is, there's no rules there.
Devoted fans of Ozzy have launched a petition on change.org to urging Chipotle to create a signature burrito named the Ozzy to honor him because, yes, back on the show, he consumed about two of those burritos a day. Dubbing himself the Burrito Man. He had a bit of an obsession with the Chipotle burritos.
Oh, that's right. Like,
he ate them all the time. He was always having them. And it was the funniest thing on that show. So anyway, they're saying that they should have a burrito now named the Ozzy. And why not?
They should.
Why not?
Yeah.
What was his? Is it in this story? Da-da-da-da-da. Rumors are saying that it was white rice, pinto beans, barbacoa, sour cream, cheese, and medium salsa. Yeah, I'd eat the Ozzy.
Yeah, I would too.
I would eat the Ozzy
all
day.
Their barbacoa is no joke. It's delicious.
Right. Help me with this lady's name. She played the Wicked Witch in Wicked. Cynthia
Erivo.
Erivo.
Yes.
Erivo. She has now partnered up with Listerine because she's got a beautiful mouth, a beautiful voice.
She
kind
does.
Of a perfect fit. What Listerine has done is they've gone and insured her mouth for $2 million.
You sure do got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, he's worth $2 million now. $2 million. America Ferrera, she teamed up with Aquafresh in 2007 for her smile, and they insured her smile for $10 million back in the day.
She also has a pretty mouth.
Yeah, so you can insure body parts.
I knew the legs. Remember, who was it? What supermodel back in the day had her legs insured? Right?
Yeah. Could have been Kate Moss.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but this is not the new thing, but I think... The mouth is definitely a little
mouth
new.
Is new. Well, no.
Speaking of great legs, Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
She should insure her quads.
Once again, perform the revamped version of Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, the official opening anthem for Sunday Night Football. It's her 13th consecutive year singing the iconic
Already?
Theme song. I'm going to tell you, that is one of the only reasons I tune in for the foosball.
Yeah.
Is to watch her perform. Or wasn't it Chris Stapleton last year, too?
Yeah,
he did something
Monday Night Football.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Monday Night.
God,
I can't believe it's
opener.
Been 13 years for Carrie, though.
That's wild.
Like,
still
that's
rocking
insane.
It. Rocking them legs.
Huh. Good for her.
Anything else I want to tell you? From legs to booty, Miranda Lambert has responded about her viral booty moment this week. We posted the video of her performing there at her concert, and you could see right up her skirt and see butt cheeks. She posted a TikTok of her walking in the same skirt with the caption, "I've been warning y'all about my backyard swagger since 2014, and then ended it with a kissy face emoji. So I guess she's just having fun with it.
Backyard swagger.
Backyard swagger.
Well, she has a song. That kind of goes along that with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
That's kind of
having
where
a
that
big
comes
booty?
From. No, the backyard swagger.
Oh. I was
the,
like,
she, those are
Little
part
Red
of
Wagon,
her
I think is
Little
the
Red
name
Wagon,
of the song.
Exactly.
Oh, actually, I have the lyrics right here. You can't step to
I'm
this
a little
backyard
red wagon.
Swagger.
Yes.
You
yes.
know it ain't my fault when I'm walking. Jaws dropping drop. Like ooh ah.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
Katie. Lyrics by Jer this morning on National Avocado Day. What's going on locally?
Well, yes, let's talk about in the nation some of the safest suburbs. Smart Asset ranked quite a few of them, taking into account some unsafe stats like unsafe area to live, violent crime rates, property crime rates, excessive drinking, and more. So they took all of those stats and compiled the safest suburbs
hey!
In Colorado, making it on this list. Now, to be fair, they took 360 suburbs, so this was a big list, yeah. But the highest on the list for Colorado, Castle Rock, coming in at number 58. I love Castle Rock.
I love Castle Rock, too. I'm not down there enough. And it's a charming little area.
It's so close to us now.
Actually, it's blowing up now. It is so busy down there.
It's literally like 20 minutes from us now, if that, right here in Lone Tree. So
we could zip down there.
Yeah, I love going to Castle Rock. Hiking the rock is so much fun. They have great little coffee shops and stuff. But again, a lot of things on this list and what they're looking for a safe suburb. Next on the list, as far as number 150, that's the next closest one, Broomfield. Yeah. Then we have Fountain, Golden, Woodland Park, and Lakewood. So
I wouldn't mind living in Golden at some point.
Oh,
if I don't move to
Golden.
Tennessee, I'm going to go live in Golden. I mean, my mom and everybody grew up in Applewood. We were in Golden constantly. Our wedding reception was in Golden. I just adore Golden.
I do too.
I love it.
Because you get city and mountains.
Yep.
And it's just so pretty. Like, there's nothing bad.
A lot of family history in Golden. My grandpa was a head professor down there at the School of Mines. My sister went to Mines.
Well, no matter what,
I didn't
what,
go to mine.
That, no, you didn't. No, oh,
that's okay,
you
buddy.
Not.
It always has
what?
That
you
small town feel,
you,
though.
They don't teach you this kind of stuff at mines.
Exactly.
Right? You're not gonna get this at mines. No. Dog sucking on a chili dog.
We're so proud of you, Jared.
Oh my gosh.
You're not gonna get that at mines.
Put that education.
You really
to
don't.
Sorry.
You
where's
really
that
dorks.
Diploma? Hold it high.
Yeah.
Okay, number one on that list.
That's
by the
Metro
way.
State right there, you
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, go Roadrunners.
Sucking on a chili dog. Lehigh, Utah, number one suburb in the country.
Yeah, they don't allow alcohol
wondering.
There. So.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. What else you got?
Broncos half price tickets go on sale this
Yay.
Morning.
Charge!
Yay. That kicks off at 10 o'clock, so get on it. They have sold out every regular season game since 1970, and I do believe this is just for single game purchases. So it's just you can get the half price tickets.
All my single games. All my single
game,
games.
All the single games. And the half price tickets starting at just $25. So get in on
that. Well, golly, that's quite affordable.
And good luck, because every year that goes crazy.
You'll spend $400 in concessions, but your tickets are actually quite affordable.
Go Broncos! Yay! Moving on to the Denver Zoo. They welcome two little baby Nana Bighorn sheep.
Oh my gosh! Go Rams.
Okay.
Go
Rams. I posted a picture of them. They're really cute.
Oh, they're adorable.
I want to bite them.
Yes, they're little babies named Amber and Violet, and they are doing quite well. They were both born to new baby new moms there in the zoo. So
baby mamas?
First time moms. Mama, yes, exactly. And we are actually home, the Centennial State, to the largest population of Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep in the entire world.
Would you
so
look at that?
This is a really good look for us to have our almost like our animal ambassadors there at the zoo, if you will. And they are so cute. If you get what? What?
Nothing.
They are. So if you get a chance, though, you said you put it on Facebook, right? The pictures?
I put it on our Instagram like 2 days ago when the story popped.
Okay.
This is old news now. But
it's old news. What do you mean? It's great news.
It's super news.
If you get a chance.
It might still be up there. Should I look?
Amber and Violet. Definitely get the chance. They're so cute. Okay.
I saw a bighorn sheep in the wild when we were out in Grand Junction.
Yeah.
We went to
National Monument.
National Monument. The Colorado National Monument. He was out there just munching on some leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get to see one of those out in nature, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Especially because, again, how they just, you know, perch up on those ledges.
Just hang out.
How did you get up there? How are you going to get down?
You get down from there immediately.
You're going to figure it out, but
it's
amazing that you made it all the way up there. So,
yeah. So we immediately pulled over and I got out and tried to pet it and get a picture of it.
You know, the total tourist thing to do. Yeah. It sounds just like you, Jer. But yeah, definitely make it a point to check out the zoo and check out little Violet and Amber. Do you hear Starbucks is actually closing quite a few stores? Do you see that?
Wow.
The ones
can't
that
say
are,
that I have.
Well, it's the ones that are pickup and online order only stores. So I think this is part of Starbucks's way of getting back to customer service. Remember, they're writing the names on the cups again. They're having people use the verbiage that's very familiar with Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
So they're doing things.
They always put Jimmy on my cup.
Well, you ask
what's
him
your name?
Too, so.
Jeremy.
All right, Jimmy, hold on.
Hold on, Jimmy. But this is just one more way of them trying to create that, you know, person-to-person experience.
Well, that's nice.
So they're going to be closing one coffee shop in Denver, the one off Lincoln 575 in downtown Denver. So it's right off of 6th and Spear.
The one I never go to.
Well, they say that the people who work there, they're going to find other Starbucks for them to work at. So people won't be losing their jobs.
I hope they can find another one.
Yeah, their last day.
I was looking at a map the other day because I wasn't in this part of town, and I was looking for a Starbucks, and it was one of those things that I pulled up Starbucks on the map, and they, right where I was, there was four within a bubble.
Oh my gosh.
Like four. And I was like, this is too many Starbucks.
There's a lot. I mean, you
too
think
many.
Inside grocery stores.
That's what's part of it.
Targets,
it was like two of them are in
and
Target
the
and a grocery store.
Ones, like, they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. But again, one less one here in Denver.
Can I give a shout out to the Target Starbucks at the Colorado Mills Mall?
Okay.
I went in there last weekend, and I got to tell you, some of the nicest baristas I've ever been around at that Starbucks. I'm going to give them a shout out. It was a really good experience.
Do it.
And I don't really rave about that kind of stuff too much, but I was like, they truly made me feel welcomed, and she was so nice.
Well, and that's the thing, is a lot of times people aren't going to remember how much you paid for something. They're not going to even remember what they ordered. They will remember how you treated
them.
She
was the most jolly little barista. She was so kind.
I love that.
She's like putting my cream in. She's like, is that enough? A little more? How about a little more? Oh, let's just put a little more in there for you.
Yeah,
she was
you're
so
fun.
Nice.
That yeah
and so then for the next 4 days Target proceeded to send me emails that I could rate my customer experience at their Starbucks counter.
Do you
get that? Target is the worst offender with that stuff.
No, I don't get
take a survey about your experience. Tell us about what you bought. Fill us, you know, let people know if you liked your blender you bought. Target is the worst.
Yeah,
the worst with the surveys.
Did you sign up for those or something?
I don't know how I got on it.
Do you get those?
No.
Do you have the Circle
either.
App, the Target app?
I don't.
That's why.
That's
I got
how
this,
they got
that goofy
you.
App. So.
That's the app.
Yeah. I didn't do it. I'll just talk about them on the air.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job, Mills Mall Target.
Yay. Okay, there is a 2025 fall foliage map.
Next.
Our friends at 9 News put it together, and it's awesome.
They did. Corey Rose and Kyle Clark were sitting there.
The weather center. So it's Chris Bianchi we're talking about.
Chris Bianchi sat down with a map and circled all the spots.
Yes, but he even like put into where the peak seasons will take place and during what time. So you can like manage your vacation. We're going to be up here in the
You mean roughly the same time every year?
No. No, it's different every year depending on the climate and the moisture, Jer.
Oh, is it?
Come
but
on.
What, like 2 days or something?
Don't you know your foliage?
Yeah, it's roughly right in the same, you know, window every year.
Roughly. But
right
Chris
before,
Bianchi
you know, winter.
Broke it down. And it's up there. And I love it.
Okay. Oh, Bianchi.
One more to wrap it up, because this weekend in Evergreen, it's the damn Ducky Derby.
I've never been to this. I've always wanted to go to
it. I want to go, Josh. Okay, so it's thousands of bright yellow rubber ducks. They cascade down Bear Creek from the starting line. They're all spilled from a big fire truck and then into the water. So people buy ducks, and then if your duck wins, you can win prizes. So it sells out pretty much every year, but it is fabulous. It's so much fun
to watch.
And if you get a chance this Saturday, that duck drop is going to happen at 1 o'clock, but they've got like all kinds of fun stuff. The whole shindig starts at like 10.
It's a big thing for Evergreen.
Yes.
And then when it's all done, they let all the ducks go down the river into nature, and it's the most beautiful thing, and people find them for years.
I know. And then moose find the ducks.
Healthy.
They just let them
Bears
go.
Bears have little ducks lined up in their caves.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we got this one in 2021?
They end up in like Nevada on a golf course.
Yes.
Down it goes.
Yeah. So
I might be joking about that part.
That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Don't write me hate mail.
Each and every year, we talk about this, and I just like, I'm like, God, I have to make it down there for that. Because
we'll go.
Just sounds
you should
fun.
Go.
Sounds like a good time.
There you go. There's your hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh Denver's Mix 100. On what day, you guys?
Avocado Day.
Mexico.
And there Chili Dog Day.
But mostly, that's what we're talking about.
Hey.